The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot. Today we have with us three stalwarts of the Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carver, a music scene that gets so much renown. These people have carried that scene on their respective backs for lo these many years, and the success younger folks have experienced has been in large part because these folks and people like them have been creating this great music scene here for many, many years. We have with us from the Red Clay Ramblers, Mr. Jack Herrick, well known as a bass player and horn man, but he'll be on penny whistle and banjo with us today. Then to his right, Bob Vasile, many of you know, is a member of the Prady Heads for a long time. Great musician, and he has with us the big old octave mandolin with him today. And then on vocals and guitar, Rebecca Newton, who has created and quarterback so many great shows here throughout the Triangle. Rebecca and the High Tones are certainly one of the most beloved bands in this area, especially in Durham, for a long, long time. Why don't you all start us off with a song here called One Square Mile?
Below Three Rivers in 81, through Durham Station the trains would run, from north to south, from east to west, so a county was formed that tobacco loved best. White man's lust that gave us the bright leaf and money from dust. 2,000 a day each woman would roll. Soon the city was famous in Egypt and all. Tobacco was king for a century or more. Now it's medicine, baseball, and fancy food stores. The young people bring in the new and diverse, while old-timers pine, some mumble, some curse. Lived most of my life within one square mile, got four generations and three young smiles. When it comes full circle, I'll take my rest in this old bull city that gave me my best. I reckon that's why I never stayed gone. I've had a good life here, generous and long. Lived most of my life within one square mile, got four generations and three young smiles. When it comes full circle, I'll take my rest in this old bull city that gave me my best. And old Proctor plays his fiddle on the Bull City streets. Nearly 40 years now, still steady on his feet. Telling stories and song of this fine old town, Bull Durham, our city, world renowned. Lived most of my life within one square mile, got four generations and three young smiles. When it comes that gave me my best. Lived most of my life within one square mile, got four generations and three young smiles. When it comes full circle, I'll take my rest in this old bull city that gave me my best. I thank this bull city, it gave me my best.
Wow, that was great. One Square Mile, Jack Herrick, Rebecca Newton, and Bob Vasile. Tell us about that song.
Well, I wrote that, and with Jack and Bob helped me arrange it. And I wrote that for a book called 27 Views of Durham that's put out by Eno Publishers about, I guess, almost a year ago now. And it's a song about my life in Durham for the last 40-something years. And I realized when I was writing it for the book that every place I lived and everything that was significant in my life was all within one square mile of Durham. And so that was the basis of that and of the song. And it was really fun. I actually first wrote them a piece as a piece of prose, I guess, is the best way to put it. And it was way too long. It was 3,500 words, and I was just getting started. So they said, oh, hey, can you do it? Yeah, this is like four different books, and can you do something? So I said, hey, what if I just write a song and we could just publish the lyrics? And they thought that was fabulous, and so they were excited. And I was excited because it's so much better to write one page than 3,500 words. So 100 words instead. And so that's the song. So we ran over to a studio in Chapel Hill, the Rubber Room, and recorded it in one day and mixed it down, and there it was. And the book came out in the fall, so we did a tiny little fall tour in Durham. We played at two places. That was our little fall tour.
And we actually had one rehearsal between then
now. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Wow.
We're doing pretty good.
But it was really great. Bob and I had worked a little bit on it, and then I had a couple of bass players who shall remain nameless, and they sort of backed out at the last minute because they had other things. And so I called Jack, and I was like, oh, right, Jack Herrick, you know, great producer, great musician. And I said, hey, can you play the bass on this tomorrow? And he showed up with a bag of instruments, and it really just made all the difference in the song. So we've incorporated his ideas, Bob's ideas into it. So it's really sort of all three of us.
A collaboration.
Yes, it's a collaboration.
A collaboration.
And that's how the new Vacillating Heretics, a.k.a. the Ticks, was born.
All right. Now we'll be back with the new Vacillating Heretics on the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com right after this. We're here on the Art Spot with the Vacillating Ticks. Perhaps just the Ticks, folks who do have rhyme disease. They are Rebecca Newton, Bob Vasile, and Jack Herrick. And they were telling us how they created this song, One Square Mile. They kindly got them to thinking about performing together and doing two performances last fall. So where does the story lead from there?
We're not sure. We did a gig at the
about a month ago
at the what's the
Blue Note.
The Blue Note, a great spot I'd never been to before.
Really,
it's out of my square mile.
It's right in mine.
But it's terrific, and it's really fun playing with Bob and Rebecca. A trio is a great thing to begin with, because there's always somebody awake.
That's right.
And and it's not that hard to get everybody organized. And we've had a really good time, and I think we're probably gonna try to play a little more. We enjoy rehearsing and playing together. So,
of course, I had to delay our rehearsal time because I spent 13 days on a sailboat doing a solo.
Gilligan himself.
I almost died on the way home.
On the way to rehearsal.
I'm glad to be here right now.
Yeah,
Bob decided that he was going to take a boat to rehearsal. It's an unusual form of transportation. He made it.
Yeah, Archer used to try to travel that way too. Ended up shipwrecked.
Oh, no.
But a trio is a wonderful musical aggregation because it's just big enough to have the complexity of a big band and the ability to do a whole lot with the arrangements, but still simple enough that you avoid the complications of trying to get 6-7 people together at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've been in many bands with many phone calls.
That's right.
But a trio is great, and there's there's only three notes in a triad, so.
So I think you have to be more creative and utilize everybody's talent.
Yeah.
And Jack can play so many different instruments.
Yeah, we rely upon Jack. He plays 502 instruments, and so he carries
503,
yeah. Indeed he does, and maybe we ought to hear you all utilize voice and instrument once again. I believe you have a Richard Thompson song selected for us, so why don't you set that up, Rebecca, and let's hear it.
All right, it's Dimming of the Day by Richard Thompson. This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you days have come to keep us far apart. A broken promise or a broken heart. Now all the bonny birds have wheeled away.
That was The Ticks, Jack Herrick, Rebecca Newton, and Bob Vasile doing Dimming of the Day, and we'll be right back on the Art Spot on WCHL. We are back on the Art Spot with the Vacillating Ticks, Jack Harris, Bob Basile, and Rebecca Newton. They might change their name again before the show's done today, but we're having a lot of fun in the studio and great music with both Rebecca's song, One Square Mile, and Richard Thompson's Dimming of the Day, giving you a little hint of what this trio of Triangle Area music veterans can do together. And we're doing this show to encourage this trio to get out and about and play more music in the area, because they do have a very special blend. I can hear just in those two songs that what y'all have going is pretty darn sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They call it a buzz in the music world.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm over in the folk music world, so we don't want to use all that trendy
jargon. That stuff.
Who needs that?
Yeah. So this is just really exciting to see you at this stage of working together, and I hope you continue onward, and maybe we'll get you over to the Art Center and put you on there. But do you have any shows on the books right now or any future projects?
Well, we have something at the Art Center, November 21st. It's a songwriting showcase or show, North Carolina Songwriters, with Jonathan Bird, Jack Herrick, Rebecca Newton, Nancy Middleton, Joe Newberry, and Kirk Ridge so far. And that's the 21st of November. And then I'm going to be at the Cat's Cradle on September 20th with Jeff Hart and Ensemble for a Graham Parsons tribute, I guess they call them. Yeah.
Very
so that's
cool.
Going to be really cool. There's going to be a lot of great musicians, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, oddly enough, a month before that to the day, August 20th, I have one of Graham's collaborators, Chris Hillman, with her Petters.
Oh, amazing cat.
That's great. Great. Okay. And Jack, you've got some stuff.
Yeah, I've got a show November 15th at the Carolina Theater in Durham with the Red Clay Ramblers. We're looking forward to.
Yay.
And hope the Ticks will be there with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'd be fun. So you're making that whole Carolina Theater tour.
We are.
Durham and Greensboro.
Beyond One Square Mile.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to mention the Murphy School Music Workshops the third weekend in July with Joe Newberry is going to be teaching, and Danny Gotham and myself teaching open tuning.
That's so great.
And Julie Elkins, banjo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And then Jane Pepler teaching violin and vocals. And I think Joe Newberry's band's going to play there that night.
Cool.
Big Medicine.
Nights.
Yeah, it's really great. We've done it. This is the third year we've done it, and it seems to be growing and all that. And
yeah, some cool stuff happening out at the Murphy School. That is very great stuff. And of course, Jay Miller is dear and close to us at the Art Center.
For sure.
Yeah, he renovated that building, and the theater is a great place to play.
I've heard it's fabulous.
Oh, that would be a great place to play.
Yeah.
I mean, the acoustics
cool
were
place.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a great job there, so hope we'll see you there.
Mighty fine. It's been a lot of fun having Jack Herrick, Rebecca Newton, and Bob Basile with us today. Thanks for those two wonderful performances.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Art, for having us.